Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sam Dykstra, MLB Pipeline. Follow him on Twitter at Sam Dykstra, MILB. Sam, thanks for coming on. Short notice, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. I know it's a big day to talk about prospects in Milwaukee.
Okay, so I am fired up. You can imagine everybody else is fired up. I said, they're saying he's going to, well, not they, the Brewers haven't said anything, but according to Adam McKelvey, who covers the Brewers for MLB.com, and according to Jeff Passan of ESPN, it looks like our guy Mizorowski is going to pitch Thursday against the Cardinals at American Family Field. I would assume tickets are going to fly off the shelves. Let's talk about Mizorowski and get a little detailed, if you don't mind. Let's start with the fastball and what kind of fastball he's throwing and the speed that it's coming at, and how long do you see that speed into games with Mizorowski?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the best fastballs in all of the minor leagues, not just because he can touch triple digits. He's done that plenty with Nashville this year, including one that was 103 miles per hour. The other day, just the other start, I believe that was back in May, blew a 103-mile-per-hour fastball past Memphis slugger Luken Baker. That was May 15th. That 103-mile-an-hour fastball came in the sixth inning. So that answers your question about how he handles velocity late and how he carries that deep into games. It's averaging 97.7. Part of that is he's trying to learn how to pitch between 97 and 99, just not consistently aim for the 101s, the 102s, because that's how he's struggling with control in the past, is because he's been overthrowing. But then not only is it coming in quick, he's getting around 7.5 feet of extension. He's a 6'7" right-hander, so when you watch him pitch, it looks a lot like it's all knees and elbows. But he's getting right on top of hitters. Then he's throwing it with good velocity. They have such a short window to react that the numbers against the fastball are more akin to stuff you would see with breaking stuff. It's been that good so far with Nashville.
Okay, so the curveball is something that I've noticed in the highlights, and he's throwing it for a third strike. And that's something where I think when you look at Mizorowski earlier in his career when he was walking a bunch of guys, and that seems to have been getting better, finding that other pitch to go with the fastball has been something that he's been kind of working towards. How consistent is he at locating that curve?
Yeah, that curveball has actually been pretty good against lefties. He's using more of that slider, which we can talk about in a second, because that's another crazy pitch. But that curveball has become basically his weapon against lefties, and it actually has his highest whiff rate. It's generating whiffs on 42.4% of swings so far this year. Now, you compare it to the fastball, it's coming in at 86, so it's got a 10-mile-an-hour, 11-mile-an-hour difference. It's got a little bit more sweep. It's moving glove side, dropping 45 inches. So if you're sitting there just waiting for that upper 90s heat at the top of the zone, and then he plops in that curveball, which is not exactly like upper 70s. Again, it's mid-80s that it's coming in. A lot of batters have been fooled by it, and that's where what's driving such a high strikeout rate, is working that fastball up at the zone against lefties and then bringing in that curveball lower in the zone or backfooting them.
That fastball is his best pitch. The curveball is the second best pitch. And then the slider has been his third best pitch. Talk about that. And is that getting closer to how good he is with the curveball?
Yeah, I mean, I think the slider was the pitch that everybody thought would be his best secondary for years, going back to when he was drafted. And it's still pretty good. I mean, it's crazy to say this. It's listed at averaging 93.3 miles per hour. That's like an average fastball velocity, but it's a breaking pitch. Now, it acts more like a true cutter. It's basically only moving arm side or glove side, about an inch. He calls it a slider. He doesn't think of it as a cutter. We'll go with him on that. That's fine. But it's basically acting like a cutter. It's not sweeping like some of these sliders you'll see today. It's more of a pinpoint pitch. But again, batters are batting only 195 against it because it's not something they see very often, something moving that hard, moving that direction.
The other part about Jacob Mazurowski, talking with Sam Dykstra of MLB Pipeline here, is Jacob Mazurowski expected to start Thursday for the Cardinals, the Brewers' top pitching prospect. The other part about this is he's got like that three-quarter delivery that also can screw things up a little bit probably for the opposing hitters.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other part of it too, is you have that extension already, right? But then with the lower three-arm three-quarter slot, it basically allows the fastball to come in. I won't say it's like perfectly flat. It's still getting 13 inches of drop, but that's lower than you would expect. And that's how you're getting a lot of these swing and misses underneath it. And it can generate some weak infield contact as well, as guys are, getting underneath the ball, popping it up. It's such an uncomfortable at bat for guys because, like I was saying before, with all knees and elbows, there's just so many angles that you have to pay attention to. It's not exactly smooth coming to the plate, and then when it's burning in and at that velocity and at that angle, it's really difficult to touch.
The other thing about it is because he's 6'7", which is gigantic for a pitcher, because he's 6'7", just like a hitter, I feel like it's more difficult to play the game of baseball when you're really tall, trying to repeat mechanics, whether it be a swing or whether it be a delivery.
Yeah, I mean, that's been part of his bugaboo too, right? Like the control numbers have not really been good. Even this year when they've improved, I think his walk rate is still 42nd out of 47 AAA qualifiers. Like you say, it's difficult when you have those large limbs and when you have that much extension to repeat that over and over and over and over and get that to be consistent. Now, when I've talked to the Brewers in the past about, like, what have you guys...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's identified for why he's having control problems. They thought a lot of it came back more to approach than with mechanics. Like I was saying before, they thought he was overthrowing, chasing that velocity, reeling in that a little bit has helped him, and he has become more fastball dominant, I think, this year. He's throwing it 65% of the time, just being like, hey, my fastball is going to work. I'm just going to throw that in zone and dare you to touch it. When he's doing that, it's worked so far. How that's going to work against major league bats, we'll have to see. They're more patient. They're less willing to chase out of the zone. They're more easily able to touch fastballs inside the zone. With that size, it is to his advantage, but it's also to his disadvantage because trying to hit, trying to dot pitches becomes all that more difficult.
Talk with Sam Dykstra, MLB Pipeline, joining us here on The Fan. It is Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. See Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Okay, going into the last, I don't know, two, three seasons, everybody has said, hey, man, he essentially is going to be like a Josh Hader in the back end of a bullpen. That's how everybody saw him. There weren't as many people buying into him as a starter staying in a rotation. Where were you prior to the last couple of years? Where are you now?
Well, the last few years, I think going into the second half of last year, I was still on the starting train. And then, as you may remember, and as many of your listeners are going to remember, into the Nashville bullpen, kind of hoping like, hey, he could be somebody we call up late in the year, maybe be like a David Price type who we give a very late debut to and then becomes a monster out of our bullpen in the postseason. That never came to fruition, but I thought it was a clear sign that, okay, as he's approaching the majors, they think of him as more of a reliever. That's where they think he can help. And he has, you know, closer upside. I mean, it's like you said, Josh Hader, the right-handed Josh Hader is the comp I get the most. But then all offseason, they continually said to anybody who would listen, we still think of him as a starter. We still think of him as a starter. We're still going to give him rotation turns come the spring. And they've stuck to that, and the control has improved just enough for me to think like he can still be a number two starter. But, you know, not many guys could you say like, oh, well, if it doesn't work out, he's going to be your closer. That's who Mizorowski is. I mean, it's still probably 50-50, but I think coming into the year, I was probably 25-75 starter versus reliever. He's definitely improved his chances.
So Mizorowski is a 2.13 ERA, 80 strikeouts to 31 walks, 13 innings pitch. Carlos Rodriguez, 3-2, 2.64 ERA. He's got 9 starts compared to 12 for Mizorowski. 47 2/3, 51 strikeouts to 18 walks. Logan Henderson is 6-1 with a 1.89 ERA in 7 starts, 38 innings. He has 50 strikeouts to 13 walks at this point. Could you foresee all of three of these guys being in the Brewers rotation next year?
That is a good question, because then you think about like Chad Patrick still being a rookie.
Yep.
I know he feels old to me, but like to many people who watch the major leagues, he is still a rookie. So that's another guy to plug in there. I think
Priester, you just got in a trade, so you
Priester,
have him.
Yeah, who I think last time I was on this program, we talked plenty about Priester, and it's been nice to see him.
Right, and then you have
so many question that move.
You have DL Hall. You have Robert Gasser coming back from injury at some point this year. You have Ashby now in the bullpen. Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah, it's good to have this depth, especially given how much turnover they've had. And it's interesting that they went to Mizorowski here, because both he and Henderson pitched in opposite ends of a doubleheader. So you had to think one or the other was going to be the option for Thursday. They go with Mizorowski, I think, just to be like, let's just see what you have. Let's do it. We know what Logan Henderson is in the major leagues. It's very good. We want to see who you are before we get to that second half and have to make some hard choices. I think Henderson's in the rotation next year for sure. I give him the best chances. Mizorowski second, Rodriguez third. Rodriguez doesn't have the stuff nearly of the other two. That's why he's below them in our prospect rankings and has been for about a year now. I like Henderson's chances most because he's got the control, but Mizorowski has the highest ceiling of the three easily.
There he is, our guy, Sam Dykstra, MLB Pipeline. Follow him on Twitter at Sam Dykstra, MILB. I have one last one for you. Would there be any untouchables if the Brewers are to trade for a bat here in the next month, in your mind, as far as pitchers go?
As far as pitchers go. Well, in terms of prospects, they're not going to trade Jesus Madé. That's not going to happen. They're not going to trade Luis Peña, who's on the up and up right now with that Carolina team. In terms of trading any of these pitchers, it would be an interesting time to trade Mizorowski. We'll see how he goes in the majors. I think them bringing him up probably is an indication that they like him enough and don't want to give him away and think of him more as a major league asset than a tradable prospect. Otherwise, I think anybody could probably be on the table. There's nobody in that Madé, Peña upper echelon. Even Cooper Pratt's kind of knocking on that door of those top two. It's going to be an interesting deadline season for sure.
Yeah, and I look at the major leagues, all the guys that we talked about. Like, as far as I'm concerned, Savali, all these guys can be moved outside of maybe Peralta, I'd want to hold on to. But outside of Peralta, the rest of these guys can all be moved. I'd like to keep Mizorowski. But if you're putting Mizorowski in, you have to create a spot for the 40-man. Somebody's got to come out of this rotation at that point. So they're going to have to do something. I would love to see them make a trade for a hitter, like a Colby Mayo of the Orioles or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, and obviously the Orioles and Brewers are well aware of each other after the Corbin Burns trade from a few years ago. So that would be an interesting one.
There he is, our guy, Sam Dykstra, MLB Pipeline. Follow him on Twitter at Sam Dykstra, MILB. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.